They won.
Joe, they put them on the list, and rightfully so. The Hockey News's 100 greatest hockey players ever.
Yeah, of all time.
Yes.
You're right. Tony Esposito, Tony O, is here with us, and I want to thank my friends at the Sons of Italy and the Winnipeg chapter of the Canadian Italian Business Professional Association, because they're putting on their 24th annual gala dinner on Saturday, March 13th. It's already sold out at the Fairmont.
Well, I guess.
It's all in support of the Amadeus Steen Foundation. You know Thomas, of course, former Winnipeg Jet. They're bringing in Tony O as the honorary guest speaker. You couldn't ask for a better guest.
Well, Tony, why do you think it's sold out? It's because you're coming in.
I doubt it. I think that they do such a good job every year, according to what I read, that sells out every year, and that's wonderful to hear.
You're too modest.
I got to tell you, Tony, growing up as an Italian kid in this town, and you
here,
know...
Joe, I got you.
You got us, all right. And the funny thing is, I mean, growing up, there was only two guys to follow. If it wasn't Tonio, it was Espo, his brother Phil.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, the Italian community in Canada. Tony,
I sure know that. There's so many of them around. You know, even in my hometown of Sault Ste. Marie, it's like 40% Italian. So there's a lot in Winnipeg, in my area, Toronto area. It's wonderful. And they're very supportive of the whole of they give a lot to the communities, wherever they are.
That's true.
We used to joke growing up, but Tony, that a lot of Italian kids didn't get a chance to play hockey because when we brought the hockey sticks home, Dad would cut the blade off and use them to mark his tomato plants.
That is funny. All the old broken sticks, you never threw them away.
No. Are you kidding? I mean, you grew up in a pretty affluent Italian family. I remember reading Phil's book as well. How did you guys get started in hockey?
Well, we were just like every other Canadian boy. It starts out in, well, I guess now you can say girls, too, because a lot of girls playing hockey in Canada. Anyway, the way we started, Joe, is, you know, when you get the radio, and, you know, we used to have only the radio way back in those days, and you'd listen to it, and, you know, the great hockey games with Toronto and Montreal and that, and you dreamed of someday playing. So we got up. The weather, you know, it was cold. You had ice. We played every day and dreamed about playing in the NHL.
Tony Esposito's our special guest. Tony O, the great Tony O. How about this? Did you ever dream about 3 Vezina trophies, 15 shutouts back in 69-70? I mean, that's record-setting stuff, my friend.
Well, I was very fortunate to be on a good team at the time, and that's what happens. You got a good team, and, you know, you got to have some ability to go with that, and it was a good combination, and I had great players. You know, Bobby Hull was one of them. He played in Winnipeg.
Yep. Yeah.
After, and unfortunately for us, we lost him. But you guys, I was fortunate to grow up, and my brother and I were very competitive.
Well, that's the question I had for you, because it wasn't too often two brothers made it to elite level in the National Hockey League like you and your brother Phil. How many goals did Phil ever score on you in the National Hockey League? Do you know that stat?
Phil,
I don't know the stat, but it was quite a few, because he used to drive me nuts there, because every time, even if we beat them, you know, I'd be getting a shutout or something, and Phil, somehow in the third period, a guy shoot a puck and he managed to deflect it in or something.
Well, half of Phil...
so many times.
Well, yeah, Tony, half of Phil's goals went off some
is
part of his
Tom
body.
Now?
That's Tom,
Tony.
Tom finally got a word in you,
Well, you got some Italian bonding going on.
I didn't want to mess up the bonding there, but if you ask Phil, I'm sure, Tony, he'd tell you exactly how many goals he scored on you.
Oh, he'd probably know. You know, that's my brother, boy. He doesn't miss anything.
Hey, Phil, let me ask you this. The Olympic gold medal game the other night, I mean, you live in Florida now, Tony. What did you think of the Canada-U.S. Olympic gold medal game?
I thought that was... I just was excited in 2 or 3 fronts. I thought it was great for hockey in North America, Canada. Well, Canada always, but it really helped the States. And we shut out the Europeans, et cetera, which was nice. And I thought the game was exciting, and it was anybody's game, and you couldn't ask for anything more. And fortunately, Canada won it.
Tony Esposito's going to be here next Saturday, March 13th, for the Sons of Italy dinner, the 24th annual. Tony, honored that you do this morning. Thank you very much.
Well, you guys are great. I'm glad that you support it so much. And And, you know, it's a great cause. I mean, I read all about it, and I just can't wait to get there and see the people. I haven't been to Winnipeg in probably 15 years or so, and I'm excited about it. And I'm going to have a lot of fun and maybe a glass of wine even.
And sure.
nothing wrong with that, Tony. Everybody's excited that you're coming. And by the way, Joe, you said it's sold out. So if you want to meet Tony, you're going to have to hang out outside and watch him walk in.
There's a few spots in town I'm sure we'll see Tony at.
Well, I just hope that I can help in any way. And when I get in the community and help any kids or whatever the case may be. And I'm going to have a good time and... we're all going to have a good time. We're going to have a lot of people having a lot of fun and spending a lot of money for a good cause.
Tony Esposito, you are the best. It's 8:17 with Tom and Joe.